Welcome back to Coach Speak here on 95.7 KQWC, sponsored by Carl Otto of Webster City on this Monday evening. Quinn Douglas, and now joining us on the line is the head volleyball coach of the Clarion Goldfield Dows Cowgirls, Jessica Nail, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, no problem.
So as we take a look at your team coming into this 2024 season, you lose some senior production from last year, players namely Sydney Frieselman, Addie Askelson. Those were made up of quite a bit of your setters, both of your majority of your setters last year. They are off to graduation, and just looking to replace that setter spot, how important it is in every offense in volleyball. Just how has that process gone, and who are some of the girls that are looking to settle in at that setter spot?
Yeah, that was definitely kind of our big question mark coming into this season. You know, we've been working hard throughout the summer, been putting a lot of different people in that position, got to do a summer league a few times in Humboldt this summer, and we kind of worked a lot of girls in. You know, we've worked on Kennedy Jackson. She played right side for us last year, so, you know, she's used to that side of the court, hitting that side. She's set in the past. She took a year off due to injury and taking care of herself there. So, you know, I think she's going to be someone we try to get in the mix. Blair Askelson's been trying to step up and do some setting for us, but, you know, we still kind of need her at that hitting spot too. And, you know, we've had Indy Johnson in that setter role too. She's just, you know, she's just an all-around player. She knows the game so well. She's been around it so long. And, you know, when we have her in that setting spot, she kind of has her hands in all aspects of the game. So I think, you know, after trying a few people throughout the summer, she's probably definitely one that's going to step up and take most of the hands for us. But we still want her back in that defensive role and that serve receive role. So, you know, I look to see, you know, some other girls step up, you know, maybe for a couple sets during different possessions as well. So, going to kind of be a team effort. Mm-hmm. Not one person is kind of standing out over another right now. But still trying to figure that one out, but got some possibilities.
And looking at the athletes you do have coming back, you mentioned quite a few of them. Indy Johnson, who was just fantastic, playing libero a lot of the season for your team in that back row. Kennedy Jackson, you bring back your kills leader and Elliot Ennis at middle hitter, and she was just as dominant on the defensive end as on the offensive end as well. You also bring back players that got rotational time, like a Claire Kirstein, like a Maddie Aspig, Haley Darland. You'd mentioned Blair Askelson earlier. Those are just a few players that are back after, you know, getting rotational time as underclassmen, now stepping up and probably becoming more prominent roles. And when you look at the nucleus you've got coming back this year, you talked about that summer league you guys competed at in Humboldt. What are some areas that you feel your team has really improved on here as we've gone through the offseason and now as you open up practice?
Yeah, I think, you know, we had some hitters, some young hitters stepping up to fill, you know, we had to fill, you know, a Lexi Lane, a Clarissa Hasty, and so last year we had a lot of younger hitters stepping in. So I think I've seen a lot of growth in our hitters. You know, Claire Kirstein, I think, has stepped up this summer, been a really strong leader for us. Seen a huge improvement with her swing. Ella Engstrom was one that didn't get a lot of time, you know, being just a freshman last year. Had her come in a few tough situations, you know, last season. Mm-hmm. But she's another one that I think is going to step up and be huge for us offensively. Kennedy Jackson kind of really came on strong at the end. So I think, you know, her left-handed swing is just something that, you know, some teams have a tough time defending. So I think she'll be huge. And yeah, obviously Elliot Ennis, you know, she's still our big middle. She's got our block. I would say our hits, you know, our hitting came on a little strong, or I got stronger this summer. Still got to work on that block, you know, besides Ellie. We got to work on, you know, getting some more hands on the defensive end to help our defense, you know, especially if we have to pull Indy from playing more a defensive role to setting, then we're going to need to get some hands up the net and just, you know, those rotational girls defensively. You know, if we move Indy away from libero, still looking to see, you know, who's going to fill that spot. We have Maddie Asig that got a lot of back row time. So, you know, she's the one that played, you know, Morgan Goodell didn't have a lot of time, but she was at least on that roster. She played with the girls. She knows, you know, what it takes to be at that level. Mm-hmm. Another one that we're looking for good minutes back row would be Quinn Brooks. She wasn't on our varsity roster last year, but saw a lot of good things from her towards the end of the season. So just kind of then looking to see who's going to step up defensively if we kind of take Indy out of that mix a little bit.
And looking ahead to the schedule that opens up, we're still a couple weeks away, obviously, but you guys don't see action until you host your home tournament on that final Saturday of August, and then you guys get right into North Central Conference action right away with two straight Thursday games, one against Iowa Falls, the other against Hampton-Dumont. I mean, you look at the start of this schedule, what's sort of the tone through camp and into the early portion of this schedule that you and the staff want to set?
Yeah, I mean, that home tournament's always a good one. You know, we've been pretty successful with that in the past. I think it's just good. We have some teams that I think, you know, are very beatable that kind of helps us work out some kinks before we get into that conference play. You know, we have two, I mean, really everyone's going to be tough. We're going to have to, you know, be prepared and just kind of have that mindset every night going into every conference game. It was kind of a toss-up last year, too. I mean, it's just always been a very strong conference. Last year, Iowa Falls, you know, took the win, and that didn't sit real well. So starting off with them, we know we're going to have to come out strong. Hampton's one that, you know, they have a lot of strong, you know, leadership at the net. So we know they're going to be a tough one, too. So we definitely can't ease into it. We have to come out. We got to be ready to go. And I think, you know, we have 8 seniors, so I think their leadership in the gym has been tremendous. So now it's just seeing, you know, who we can kind of get to come along with them and buy into that. You know, our seniors always make the quote every year, and this year, you know, on our shirts, they just wanted to put that control what you can control, attitude, effort, focus, and that's kind of what we've been doing every day in the gym, and, you know, we'll carry into the season.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and we'll talk to you again here as soon as we get into the regular season.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah, that was Jess Nail, the head volleyball coach of the Clarion Goldfield. Now it's Cowgirls here on our Coach Speak program. Back with more after this on 95.7 KQWC.